escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. The Rob Brown Show back on our radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Great Alonzo, and you rolling through 4 hours of game day Friday. We have got college football last night, college football tonight, college football all damn day tomorrow, and then some on Sunday, and then some on Monday. Yeah! We're having a good time, kids. Having a good time. So let's get a couple of texts in here. I have asked you the question this morning. What is the most important thing that you think we will learn this weekend in week one? What is the biggest takeaway that when we all come back here on Tuesday, as we are off Monday for Labor Day, what do you think is the most important thing we will know and discuss on Monday? I've thrown a few out there. Now, obviously, that these things can change throughout the course of the year. But for Clemson, can you run the football? Can you run the football? Big question. For South Carolina, are you a team that will, from the jump, be in the eyeballs and in the minds of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, or are you a team that will have to earn your way into the thought process of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee? I do think you have to go 5-0 to start. But we got asked earlier in the show, in the chat, by Joel, do the Gamecocks need to throw the playbook and hang 40 and put everything on the line, or is it enough to do enough to win? Joel, I have stood on for 2 weeks now. I honestly think you go out there, and if it requires it, I think you show everything right out of the gate. If it requires it to dominate this game, then throw it all out there. I understand that you may want to keep some stuff in reserve for that second half of the season when 6 out of your 7 games to end the season are against top 20 teams. But that first 5 to me is every bit as important, because if you end up going 5-0 to start, then you can go 5-2 in that back 7. And I think, I will not say guarantee yourself a playoff spot, but I think you'll be as close to guaranteed as anybody who does not win the conference. And let's keep it a bucket. 10-2? 10-2 theoretically could get you in the SEC title game. I don't think it will, but it theoretically could. But even if it doesn't, I think 10-2 gets you a playoff spot. So if you go 5-0, you can go 5-2 down the stretch and get there. I even think, and this has been something, Joel, that I've been riding for a while now, I even think because of how difficult the schedule is for the Gamecocks this year, I think 9-3 might, capital, bold, italicized, might be good enough to get you into the playoffs with the resume that you go 9-3 against. I think you'll need a little bit of help. But I think if there was a team in the 12-team playoff bracket that was going to go 9-3 and get in, I think it's this year's South Carolina Gamecock football team. Which means that if you go 5-0 out of the gate to start, you could go 4-3 in the back half of the season. Unless you stack three losses back-to-back-to-back to end the run, I think you could theoretically go 4-3 and still have a not great but decent shot at making the field. But I also think whether you are 10-2 or more importantly, if you are 9-3, you have got to do a good enough job in your wins that if you end up getting the 9-3 record, but even if you get the 10-2 and there's a stack of bubble teams around 10-2, you need the committee to look at you and go, yeah, they lost two or they lost three, but they went up against one of the most difficult schedules in football, and they still came out and they waxed the teams they were supposed to beat. That's why I think it is there. That's why I think it's important you put it on. All right, real quick, I want to give you some of my best bets, picks, predictions, prognostications. Let me finish up the text line. I'll come to clock in and lock in here in just a minute.
By the way, we got a response from Cole Bryson from our wellness check earlier.
Okay.
And it was a thumbs down.
Okay. All
which
right.
means he's probably not doing well. So on behalf of the show, I said we're going to send him a fruit basket and a green bean casserole. So, I mean, that's probably going to make him feel better, I would think.
Green bean casserole, like, it's got to be done the right way. Somebody screws that up, it's screwed up.
Well, it's the kind
of... You do it right, it's soul food.
You know, you bring it to console someone.
Yeah.
It'll have a towel over it, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You
aluminum foil over a glass baking dish. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Classic. Texas said, Diesel and Cole believe South Carolina can finish 7-5 and are overrated, but I guess they are biased and need to be fired. Get it together, Lonzo! That's from Dewey. Dewey text. You catch the Dewey hate this morning, not me. That feels good.
No,
it feels nice.
No, he's. I think he's wanting me to fire them.
No, he said, get it together.
No. That's in the context of the text.
Yeah.
Dewey thinks I should.
Diesel and Cole believe SC could finish 7-5 and are overrated, but I guess they are biased and need to be fired. Get it together, Lonzo. I think what he's saying is Matt Moscona saying South Carolina is a 7-5 football team, and you said he is biased and should be fired. He is saying Cole and Diesel said the same thing, so you're saying they are biased and should be fired because they had the same thought.
Yeah, but supposedly the only unbiased person on this station is you. Supposedly.
No, not supposedly. Definitively.
Listen, I can point out some times when you're definitely biased.
I don't think so. I think I'm pretty good at this. Mm-hmm.
You can say no wrong against Becky Lynch or against Rhea Ripley.
What if that's not bias? That's just a good take.
No, that's bias.
How is that bias?
That's bias.
That's not bias.
So even when they do wrong, you will defend them. So that's bias.
What
bias means.
The only things that you say you've done wrong are things you subjectively think that they've done wrong.
I just pointed out that you do have bias.
No, you've pointed out that I disagree with your take. That's not bias. That's just we have subjective opinion.
Okay, I disagree with what Moscano's
correct,
take.
But that doesn't make it biased.
I disagree. I disagree with all those. You're right. My take's not biased.
No, not
thank
yours.
You.
His.
Thank you.
His. Yours is absolutely biased. You acknowledge it all the time.
Yeah, because I think this unbiased stuff is just a line, and no one believes it. I'm not even sure the people who utter it, including yourself, believe that you're unbiased because you're absolutely biased. You cannot go through the day as a human being and not be biased towards something.
No, I can't through the day, but I can go through my 4 hours in the morning.
No way.
I'm very good at this.
No way. You're biased.
Been doing it for years.
You are biased.
Texture says, bye-bye Beamer if the Gamecocks are 7-5. I don't think bye-bye Beamer, Texture, but I do think the goodwill would be gone. I do think the goodwill would be gone for Shane Beamer. I think the feel-good vibes around Shane Beamer, if they go 7-5 this year, would be gone. I think that the the welcome home, we're going to put on funny glasses and dance stuff. I said this yesterday on a podcast that I was guesting on. I said, you know, any coach can be successful with any attitude. We were talking about Brian Kelly and how Brian Kelly is kind of notoriously a b-hole most of the time. And I pointed out that, like, the level of that you have to be in order to know, to see that there is a documentary crew following you around, filming everything that you do and say. And you know that that documentary crew, when they are done, is going to edit that footage and place it onto the most visible streaming platform in the United States of America, a streaming platform that potential future transfers and recruits are going to be watching. To know that that documentary crew is following you around and has the power to shape public image about you moving forward, to have that be a reality in your face for weeks and still come across as kind of a booty cheek, you got to be pretty impressive at being a jerk to make that happen. And Brian Kelly pulled that off. Here's the thing. Nick Saban was no different. You know what the difference was? He stacked natties. Shane Beamer, it's kind of the opposite. You can be any personality you want to be, positive, negative, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, provided it is successful at being successful. I think Gamecock fans right now are willing to say Shane Beamer has been successful in terms of an upward trajectory of growth. But the expectations are higher this year than they have ever been before, even with the tough schedule. So if Shane doesn't meet those expectations, I think the goodwill, the positive vibes go away. And next year you go, dude, expectations or you got to go.
You're undefeated till you're not. And the experts who say that they're going to go 7-5 have just as much chance to be wrong as the people who say they're going to be 9-3. Look at Boise State. I mean, all the hype behind that, especially on this show. It's a thing. It definitely was a thing. You go act like it wasn't a thing, but the Matt Rule hype for Nebraska also there. And we saw what happened last night. They barely got by Cincinnati.
Well, I mean, as we know,
all this is proof that preseason polls are pointless, worthless, and don't mean a thing except for probably the top five.
Okay.
Occasionally now, the top five now, teams, they get it wrong, but for the most part, that's basically all they get right.
Now, since you are once again misconstruing what I said, go ahead and explain to the people, since the Boise State hype was real, go ahead and explain to the people what my take was on Boise State yesterday.
Hey, did you know that Tony's on the phone right now?
That's cool. Tony, hang out 2 seconds.
You don't want to leave Tony
hanging?
Oh,
I'm not going to. I'll go a minute here. Tell the people what my take was about Boise State.
I don't listen to this show. Tony's on the phone.
The take was, I think you're all about to learn how important Ashton Janti was to that team last year. I think you're all about to learn.
Wait, you said that?
Yes.
You actually said
yes.
That?
Yes. 17,000 times.
I don't know. I think I would have heard that.
The take was, you're all about to find out how important Ashton Janti was. And guess what happened last night? You all found out how important Ashton Janti was last year because they got rolled.
That sounds like a hot take.
They got rolled. That wasn't a hot take.
That
was an absolute accurate take. Tony! Let's get Tony up in here. We got Adam Epstein from 610 up in Richmond, Virginia, talking Gamecocks Hokies next. Let's get Tony in here before the break. Tony, what up, big dog?
Hey, guys. You are about to drive me crazy with the biased, unbiased, and... Lonzo, I did know your name the other day. I was just in the moment. Obviously, when you're in the moment, you kind of forget. I listen to you guys every day, and it's a great show. But about the Gamecocks, Rob, I couldn't agree more that I think, obviously, you can't have a bad loss. You just can't have a bad loss. You got to go 5-0, and definitely, I think a 10-2 SEC team gets in the playoffs. And you're right again. I think very possibly with the right win or two on the back half of that schedule and playing good, close, clean games, a 9-3 team could possibly reach into that playoff pool. So I just want to echo what that gentleman was saying. That I think he's completely wrong. And, of course, we're hearing in South Carolina, and he's not. He called them the most overrated team in college football. I think that's asinine. But it is a tough schedule on the back half. And we won't know until we know, like Lonzo said. You're undefeated till you're not. And you just no bad loss. You got to play them last seven games. I say 5-2 gets you in. I mean 10-2 gets you in. I really believe that. And possibly 9-3 with the right wins down the schedule. And no consecutive losses. And yes, you're right. South Carolina has a lot of expectations. Shane Beamer's not going anywhere. He's signing five-star recruits. He's getting guys in the portal. The expectations are going up. And all we've heard is, I think David Pollack the other day is like, you go into Willie B, as you called it, it's bad. It's sick, I think he said.
He said it's stupid, and I love it.
David Pollack, who might have played his best college game in Willie B, with that touchdown that he sacked the quarterback and somehow ended up with the ball in the end zone, and it was a touchdown.
Yeah, that was a haunting thing. I still remember that when I think of David Pollack. That's who I think. That's the play I think of.
And
it's like, how did he do that? Oh, I wish he hadn't done that, but he did.
Yeah, exactly. So again, Alonzo, I love you. I know your name. If my brain went blank that day. But
all
again,
good. Tony, we got a jet, again, brother. I appreciate you. Sir. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate you checking in. We're going to circle back around to this.
Don't sweat it, Tony. Rob forgets my name every day. So it's not.
Usually mine's rage-induced. We got to take a break. When we come back, Adam Epstein covers the Virginia Tech Hokies up in Richmond, Virginia. And when we come back, we will find out the Hokie perspective on what this game on Sunday looks like. 910 The Fan's Adam Epstein up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, 97.7 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, 97.1 FM, Spartanburg, South Carolina, and all around the world for free on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Grab it, put it on all of your digital devices. Today on the show, setting up for a big college football weekend, the first college football weekend, and we are doing so by going behind enemy lines, welcoming in now an award-winning show host. I know, it must feel nice. Adam Epstein, broadcast on 910 The Fan, 106.7 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia. Kind enough to join us here on the show to talk a little Hokies and Gamecocks. Adam, my guy, happy football weekend. Brother, great to have you on the show, man.
Happy football season to you. I have been waiting for this. Here we go. It's finally here. Week zero, a little taste. Now the real action begins.
Finally. Let's get to this game, man. And I always like to just go kind of open-ended out of the gate, Adam. I always like to say 36,000-foot view, just the two, three most important things to you as the Hokies and Gamecocks get set to get it on Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia.
This is going to be a massive game. This is a massive game, and South Carolina should be favored. South Carolina has had a great program under Shane Beamer, and the Virginia Tech Hokies are going to feel like they should have hired Shane Beamer. A lot of the fan base feels like they messed that one up, and this is now a crucial year for Coach Brent Pry, and he's got to get off to a good start. The Hokies have got to get off to a good start. Not just this game, but the first four games of the season have held them back since Coach Pry took over for Coach Fuentes. So it's all about getting off to a good start. Now, the problem is, first two opponents are SEC opponents and pretty darn good ones. South Carolina game one, Vanderbilt game two, who beat them with Diego Pavia last year. So for this game, it's going to be all about the Hokies getting off to a fast start. They have played from behind often under Pry. They've been pretty good at making halftime adjustments, but have been trying to come from behind too often. That's going to be number one. Number two, both teams are going to try to establish the run, I think. The Hokies are going to lean on that probably more than South Carolina, I'd think. I mean, because drones will run. The quarterback drones will run probably 10 to 12 times. They're going to try to establish the run. They want this to probably be a lower scoring game that they can try to steal it late.
So there is, to me, Adam, a parallel between these two teams. I have said a number of times, I think it's massively important for South Carolina to get out to a great start. This is a team under Shane Beamer with playoff expectations, but in order to get there, especially with maybe the most difficult back seven game stretch of anybody in America, I think not only do they have to go 5-0 out of the gate, but they've got to have impressive wins. But I think Virginia Tech's kind of in the same boat for Pry specifically, who I think is kind of maybe consensus the coach on the hottest hot seat in the ACC. They're kind of in that same boat. What does it look like with two teams who, maybe for different reasons, South Carolina trying to elevate the playoff team, Virginia Tech trying not to drop down to the bottom spots in the ACC. What does it look like with two teams on Sunday that both have, it is very important to both to get a week one win?
Yeah, I'm very interested. I think it might come down to which defense steps up. For the Hokies, they lost a lot on the defensive side of the ball, specifically on the defensive line. Multiple guys went to the NFL, but they feel like that's still a strength. Copeland, Gillian are the leaders on the defensive line, and then they lost Spatial Tootin, the running back, to the NFL as well. So they're going to replace him with like a committee of guys that will get touches, especially here in week one. So I think it's going to come down to, can the Hokies defense get stops get the ball back into the offense's hands, and then they're going to have to be able to run the ball. That, I mean, that's going to be hard to do against South Carolina, but that has got to be the goal. They're going to run it, and you're going to see them. It's going to come down to situations, third and three, third and five situations. Can they run on those longer third downs? Because that's what they're going to want to do to establish the game and keep it close here. But look, this would be a massive upset if the Hokies get the win. I'm not picking the Hokies. I'm not thinking they're going to get the win here. This would be a massive upset if they can get the win because of how great South Carolina's program has been trending up and the Hokies have been trending down recently.
Let's talk a little bit about the defensive side of the football for Virginia Tech. Obviously, if South Carolina is going to be a playoff team, if they're going to be in contention at the end of the year, Adam, I have said a number of times, they're going to go as far as Lenora Sellers can take them. This is a kid who's got short odds to win the Heisman Trophy. How does Virginia Tech contain Lenora Sellers, not let him get out to a fast start and build a lead that the Hokies can't run because they've got to play from behind? What is the play there?
It's all about the defensive line causing havoc, pressure in the backfield, on the quarterback, early and often. I think back to the Miami-Virginia Tech game last year. Cam Ward ends up being the number one overall pick, was terrific throughout the entire season. The Hokies had him stifled in the first half. They were in his face the entire game, and he was making some plays, making guys miss out of the pocket and scrambling around. But for the most part, the Hokies had him contained. In the second half, that changed, and the containment was not there anymore, and all of a sudden you had big explosive play after explosive plays. And so it's going to be all about getting after him early and trying to mess him up a little, but get into his mind, get into the game plan of South Carolina, because if you can make him move off of his spot, then all of a sudden you've got to change things. So I think that's the Hokies' game plan defensively. I don't know that they're going to send a ton of pressure. I think it's just going to be the front four that they're going to trust can beat their men.
Adam Epstein, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, behind enemy lines talking Hokies Gamecocks here on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate for a handful more minutes. For the offense, you mentioned just a few minutes ago, Kyron Drones, who is going to be a running quarterback. There is not much returning for the Hokies in the way of running backs or wide receivers this year. In fact, really not much returning in the way of starters at all. So how fresh, how different will this offense look from last year? South Carolina lost a ton of talent, more NFL draft picks than they've ever had before in school history. That's a problem. On the other hand, they've done a good job of developing guys that have been relative unknowns until they got their start in South Carolina or their opportunity to start for South Carolina. On the offensive perspective, will there be a different look from the Hokie offense this year? And give me a dude or two that South Carolina fans should be keeping an eye on that could be impactful against the Gamecock defense Sunday.
Yeah, so they lost Jalen Lane to the Washington Commanders, who I cover. I'm excited for him. He was a punt returner, but also an awesome wide receiver in the slot. They're going to have to replace him, hopefully, with Aiden Green. They've got a few other replacement transfer wide receivers that are interesting. I'm going to point to tight end Benji Gosnell. Gosnell is the name to keep your eye on if you're a Gamecocks fan here. Look, Drones will try to run often. When he passes, I think he's going to target the tight end, or it's going to be quick screen passes, you know, bubble quick hits. He does not like to hold onto the ball very long. They want to hike it, release it, or have him run it himself. So in those longer developing plays, watch him target the tight end, Benji Gosnell. I think there's going to be multiple backs. I was told Marcellus Hawkins might get the first touch in the backfield. Then it'll be Stewart. It's multiple guys that have transferred up a level, which is the only nice story it feels like you ever hear about the transfer portal, is these guys that go up and get an opportunity in a bigger conference. So I think that's exciting, because both of the running backs that the Hokies brought in, I think were close to 1,000-yard backs in their previous schools. So they've got running back by committee to replace Tootin, and then just a couple of receivers on the outside. Green is the guy that I like, and then Benji Gosnell, the tight end.
Talk to me a little bit about the importance of this game. Obviously, it's in Atlanta, so I do think it is going to be probably a Gamecock home field advantage, a little bit closer to Columbia, a little less to travel, probably a slightly larger fan base overall. But if Virginia Tech knows that going in, what is the mindset of this football team? We've talked about how important it is for Brent Pry to get a win out of the gate, but for a football team that is young, that does not have a ton of returning experience, to be able to get a hot start to the season, knowing As you mentioned, Vanderbilt is up next, a team that beat Alabama last year. You got NC State, Wake, and Georgia Tech, all three with higher aspirations than normal this year. What would it mean for Virginia Tech to pull an upset over South Carolina on Sunday?
It would be massive. I mean, this would absolutely set them up for success this season. We've been talking about the first four games. They have to go 3-1. I'm not assuming they're going to win this one. So then they have to beat Wofford. They have to beat Vanderbilt. They have to beat Old Dominion, I believe, is the third one after that. So they've got to go 3-1 the first four games. And if they can't win this one, you've got to go undefeated before you get into the conference play and start going up against ACC opponents. Every Hokie that I've talked to at ACC kickoff in Charlotte, North Carolina, I sat down with Coach Pry. I sat down with quarterback Kyron Drones. I sat down with two of the defensive specialists. They all pointed to the new strength and conditioning coach. I'm like, what? Are you serious? You're talking about you're lifting more weights is going to help you win? They all believe that in the fourth quarter last year, they ran out of gas. And you can see it in the Vanderbilt game, in the Miami game, in the Clemson game, in half the games from last year. They just simply ran out of gas. And so, yeah, they do believe that their new strength and conditioning coach who's been working their ass off all summer is going to make a difference. They just want it to be close to the fourth quarter because they feel like they are in better shape now than their opponents.
That is interesting. I'm interested to see how that plays out. We've got Adam Epstein from 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia. Adam, last one, we'll let you go. Just your prediction, prognostication, projection for Sunday when the Gamecocks and the Hokies throw down in the ATL.
Man, it's going to be a ton of fun. I know Frank Beamer's going to be in the building in attendance. I know the storyline already on my show on Monday are going to be callers upset. Why didn't we hire Shane Beamer? That's where I think is going to be the entire conversation on Monday. So I'm expecting the Gamecocks to get the win. I'll say 24-17. I'm kind of hoping for a moral victory here, to be honest with you, that they can keep it close, that the offense doesn't look horrible, the defense doesn't give up too many big plays, and no special teams disasters. The Hokies have been a team, and you know this probably, under Shane Beamer with South Carolina, the Beamers are awesome at special teams. It has not been the same since they left at Virginia Tech, so I'm hoping there's no special teams disaster.
Adam Epstein is a host on 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, kind enough to join us here on the Rob Brown Show on The Fan Upstate. Adam, my guy, great to have you on, buddy. Enjoy the conversation. Good luck this Sunday, and let's do it again one day, man.
Let's go, man. Thanks so much. Kicks off. Let's go.
You got it. Done and done. Thank you very much. Adam Epstein, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia. When we come back, we switch it for just a moment. From college to the pros, Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, will talk about the cuts, the surprises, the Adam Thielen trade, Hunter Renfrow, and more. When we come back at 9 o'clock, Kevin and Jarrell from Moving the Chains, and then from 9:20 to the end of the show, it's all you talking college football on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate, 6 till 10 a.m. every weekday. Let's get to it. It is 8:41 in the a.m., and every Thursday at this time, we take a trip right up the road to Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome in a young man who is the host of the Panther Nation podcast, which you can follow on X at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, make sure that you head on over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button on the Panther Nation podcast. If you're a Panthers fan, there's nowhere you need to go before you go to the Panther Nation podcast. My guy, Rashad Beard, back in the building. What's up, fella? We made it through cut day. How we feeling?
Yeah, we feel good. I feel good about the cuts, the moves, all the moves that were made. We're heading in the right direction. Week one is upon us, man. Let's get it.
All right, with the exception of the Adam Thielen trade, because we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a minute. Biggest surprise, shock, disappointment, sneaky good call, unfortunate bad call. Your 1, 2, 3 biggest takeaways from cut day.
Yeah, I think that it was pretty, it's pretty chalk. I got to be honest with you. And I said this on X. This seems like one of the more pretty anticlimactic cut days. Like, there were no real surprises for me. Everything was pretty much predictable for the most part. I think the biggest surprise is going to be Hunter Renfrow. I know we'll talk about him a little bit later, but that's the biggest surprise. I didn't think they would... As much buildup as there was regarding him and how he looked this training camp, I didn't think that they would let him go, especially considering what happened with Adam Thielen, which I'm sure we'll talk about later. I thought they would kind of keep him around, but everything else was cut and dry. I think my biggest concern going into the season, though, is going to be the linebacker position. I don't feel good about it, just to be honest, interior linebacker position, to be specific. Don't feel good about that at all. A little light there. I thought we could have added some guys, maybe Chris Paul Jr. that was released from the Rams. I thought he was a young, talented kid. I thought we would pick up on waivers. Did not do that. Outside of that, I do like Corey Thornton. Corey Thornton is the undrafted cornerback out of he's an undrafted free agent that made the team, cornerback. And I think that he's a pleasant surprise, very pleasant surprise, considering – that cornerback room was a bit sketchy coming into the season. So cornerback's good. I like where we start. Stan, I really do.
So as far as depth after the cuts, is there any position that you look at and go, we still need, like, specifically more than others? We need to add there. We still need to be looking for some guys. I know Dave Canales in his press conference earlier this week was saying we're not done. Like, there's still conversation. There still could be moves that get made. Is there any one position that after cut day you went, we're a little too thin at that spot?
Yeah, it's clearly linebacker. It is clearly like interior linebacker. Right now, you Christian Roseboom. I like Trevin Wallace and the potential that's there. But if it goes past that, It is not good. You know, Sherliss and Bam Martin Scott, those guys don't. I mean, I'm just not confident about it. Everything else, I mean, is okay. Defensively, those guys got to step it up. But Derrick Brown getting him back is going to be huge. I think it's going to be a big boost for the defense across the board. But we can complain about the interior and of the offensive line. The defensive line was bad last year. But if your linebackers can't cover the gaps, then it's going to be ugly once again. So I'm really concerned about interior linebacker for sure. I don't know if they're going to try to get Josie Jewell to come back, but we need something. Something needs to give at interior linebacker.
Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. All right, let's get to it. Let's go with the Adam Thielen trade. And I want to get there before we get to Hunter Renfrow, because obviously that's kind of a play into that. Thielen gets traded. I kind of thought that was a little bit of smoke up front. I thought it was just people going, oh, we love a good story, and how cool would it be to get him back in Minnesota, especially considering there are some folks who believe the Vikings are good enough to make a run with J.J. McCarthy. We'll find out. But your take on that trade, I said earlier in the week, I'm okay with it if the compensation is good enough. There's two things you got back. Effectively, you got a fourth round pick back, and you got a pretty good chunk of money back to the salary cap for next year. Maybe that puts you in the race for a Trey Hendrickson. Maybe if the Bengals implode, that puts you in the race for a T. Higgins, whoever. My question is for you, Rashad Beard, and then just your thoughts on the trade overall. Is the value you got back for Adam Thielen in the form of the pick and the form of your cap being built back up for next year, is that more valuable to this team than Adam Thielen being the security blanket that he has been for Bryce Young for 2 years in what I think is a very pivotal year for Bryce Young?
Yeah, it's loaded, right? And we're going to find out. We're going to find out for sure. I'll start with the compensation. The compensation for me is great. I thought to be able to get a fifth-round pick in 2026 and a fourth round pick in 2027 is fantastic for a guy that is going to be on expiring contract. He's probably going to retire. This is last year. I think it's well played. And I said this on my show, is that the Panthers haven't been able to work from a position of strength and leverage in a long time, right? We had an excess of talent at wide. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Like, I really can't believe I'm actually saying those words. We had an excess of talent at wide receiver position, right? So Adam Thielen being an aging guy, and again, I understand him being a security blanket for Bryce Young is great. But at the same time, when you have guys like Jalen Coker, you just drafted a guy like T-Mac, you've got a rising XL, you've got Jimmy Horn Jr., these guys are ready to step up. And I feel like now is the time for those guys to step up. There's opportunity at hand. Jalen Coker specifically, we talked about him last year and how he looked, and he was great when Adam Thielen went down last year. And so he stepped right in, and he was fantastic. So we need more of that. So I think it speaks to the depth that we have at wide receiver and the ability to let him go and get some compensation, which I thought was more than fair for a guy that's on an expiring contract. So I thought it was well worth it. Those guys got to step up. They're going to show and prove, but I like the deal across the board.
All right. So then let's look at what was, I think, maybe even to some degree more shocking to a lot of people, which was Thielen getting traded and not Hunter Renfrow being added back to the roster 17 seconds later. Canales at the press conference was asked about it. And I think once I kind of looked back at the preseason, it became a little less shocking because of the tens of thousands of times that Dave Canales said, we're looking for special teams guys, right? Like, we got seven wide receivers on the roster. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 are going to be expected to be special teams guys. And I don't think at this point in his career, Hunter Renfrow is a special teams addition. So maybe it shouldn't have been as shocking to people, but Rashad Beard, the dude looked good. And Canales said, we saw some peaks out of Renfrow, but we also saw some dips out of Renfrow. And that's fine. He's the head coach. He saw way more than we did. But man, what we saw out of Hunter Renfrow looked like that cat was ready to kind of flash back to 2019 a little bit. What's your take on that whole thing with the former Clemson Tiger?
Hey, man, listen, I thought the Panthers were ultimate geniuses. I thought the play to get to trade Adam Thielen to cut Hunter Renfrow and then bring him back after the trade, I thought it was the ultimate play. I thought, Dan Morgan, you look like a genius, right? That's what I thought was going to happen, is that we trade Adam Thielen, we're going to cut Hunter Renfrow, we're going to bring him back because obviously he doesn't have to clear waivers. We can bring him back to the practice squad for right now and then cut and bring him back onto the active roster once Adam Thielen is traded. That's what I thought the play was. But obviously, you kind of get into the conversations, and what you talked about yesterday was kind of what Canales talked about was kind of a little eye opening. Hey, we saw some peaks, we saw some valleys, and I'm like, hey, I mean, we saw some good stuff. I mean, we saw some miscommunications on a couple of things. That's what happens in the preseason. You know, it is what it is. But I really thought that Hunter Renfrow was going to come back. Now, again, I go back to the excess of talent that we have at wide receiver. And I think these guys are capable of doing what they need to do. I don't think we're going to miss Hunter Renfrow per se, but I think it was a great story. I thought they did a little bit of a disservice to Panther Nation hyping him up the way they did in preseason and in training camp. And then to kind of have the letdown of him not making the roster. It is what it is, but I do like the moves. I'm not too sure about the Delvon Campbell guy who we picked up. I know he's big. He's 6'4". He's fast. Special teams guy, going to be a gunner. I don't know about that versus Hunter Renfrow, but we'll have to let it play out. And maybe Hunter Renfrow does ultimately come back to the Panthers. We don't know. The word on the street is that there are other teams vying for his services. So we'll see what happens. But, what was being said all offseason that he wants to be here in Carolina, we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, that was kind of my other thought was if Hunter Renfrow, the story went out, we've talked about this before, that when Dabo Swinney talked him into coming back, he told his agent, Carolina, like that's where I'm going. I'm either going to be there or I'm not going to play. And again, I don't know how dramatic it is. Canales said he's going to go home and talk to his family and talk to his agent and try to find out what's best for him. If it really is Carolina or nowhere else, like, great. What an asset to have a guy sitting there waiting for you that proved he can still do it, and hopefully he stays in shape. But I guess the shock to me was, even if he is a special teams contributor, you went and got another 6'4", 220-pound wide receiver that got waived by another NFL team to replace Hunter Renfrow on the roster. It just, I'm not saying it was like nefarious or intended to be self-sabotage, Rashad, but it was just like, this doesn't track to me like I thought it did. I was with you when Thielen got traded, and I'm like, I said on the show, like we were on the show when that news broke, and I'm like, cool, y'all, Hunter Renfrow's a Panther by tomorrow's show, he'll be back. To then just go randomly sign a guy who got waived by the Chargers was like, the hell is happening right now?
Yeah, I was thrown off. Again, I don't know that there's probably some underlying things that are happening. Maybe he's not fully healthy. Maybe he's not ready to go. We don't know. But I think he's got a process, right? Is this something he wants to, you know, deal with the rest of the season? Is his body ready? I don't know. There's too many things that we don't know about the situation. I'm just going to trust. I think Dan Morgan and Dave Canales, they all have been pretty transparent. I don't see there's any reason for us to kind of mislead us, but we'll see what happens. I think ultimately I'm satisfied with the top. David Moore's the only one I'm like, oh, all right, come on, man. Like, we could do better than that, but everybody else I'm satisfied with, and we'll see what happens. And again, like the chat is saying, I think the Delvon Campbell guy is a special teams ace. We'll see what happens, because you got to have the special teams guys. You need the gunners. You need to have them. They're critical to the squad as well.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that. Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Here's the last thought that I had, Rashad. I'll get your thoughts, and then we'll cut you loose. The takeaway I had yesterday, this is how I described it on the show. If you're a Carolina fan, I think right now, the reaction, at least that I had from kind of the outside looking in, was I'm going to hold for now the mentality of in Dan and Dave we trust. Because I don't know that there's a lot of these moves that go, I don't know about that. I don't know. It's a lot of I don't know for us. If it works out, they're going to look like absolute geniuses and you guys are going to feel great about your future. And if it doesn't work out, you're just going to reset yourself back to where you were 2 years ago. I don't know that there's a philosophy I can hold other than in Dan and Dave we trust. We'll see where we are in week 8.
Yeah, I mean, this is year 2, and we finally have a year 2 of growth and progress. we have to see, we have to let it play out, right? This is, we have to see some progression. I think Bryce Young has to take that next step. You talked about him losing Adam Thielen earlier. He's going to have to show and prove, right? So, like, we need to see how it's going to play out. Ultimately, I feel good about it. There was no move that I'm like, hey, these guys don't know what they're doing. Everything seems to have some direction. So they haven't given me a reason not to trust them. So I'm going to let it play out. I'm liking the direction, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, even if you don't like the move, I think we understand why they got made. May not agree with why it got made, right, but we can understand why it got made. And I think that's a net positive. You could have Jerry Jones as your owner. You know what I mean?
We could have Jerry Jones, and that's a whole nother topic. But yeah, I'm happy with where we are. Carolina Panthers, let's keep pounding, man. I think we're heading in the right direction.
Rashad Beard, host the Panther Nation podcast. Follow them on X at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel. Not a better Panthers outlet in America. Rashad, out next week. Brother, we'll talk to you when we're heading into week two, my man. Enjoy your whatever it is you're going to do that's more important than work.
Absolutely. Yeah, I need it. But yeah, appreciate you guys, man. I'm looking forward to it. Football is back. Let's rejoice. Good times. Keep pounding.
Rashad Beard, Panther Nation podcast. We got Kevin and Jarrell from Moving the Chain joining us in the next segment. We'll set you up for the high school football weekend. Then the back two segments, the Armada audio assault, whatever you want to talk about with college football. We do that after Lonzo gives you a sports flash. Why'd I say it like that?
I don't know. That's kind of creepy. Matt Rule's Nebraska Cornhuskers squeaked by the Cincinnati Bearcats 20-17 last night in a game that was supposed to be at a neutral site. Instead, Arrowhead was filled with Corn Fed, who made it a Nebraska home game. Since he's Brendan Sorsby drove the Bearcats to field goal range within 20 minutes of the fourth quarter, but threw a game-deciding interception that gave the victory to Nebraska. The Atlanta Braves lost to the Phillies 19-4 last night. Recently acquired Kyle Quantrill took the loss in his Atlanta debut, getting replaced after 3.1 innings and 9 hits and 9 runs surrendered. That's not good, by the way. Braves pitching gave up 7 home runs, which is also not good, including 4 to Kyle Schwarber. Boise State's time in the top 25 lasted less than 1 week as the Broncos got hammered by USF 34-7 last night.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.